CastleRockRadio.com. The future of radio. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bookmark Radio. This is Michael Scott here with Wendy Duncan. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you?
Life is... good. Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
you're a little hesitant there.
Exactly.
Well, it is a Monday.
It is a Monday. So what are we going to talk about today? What do we got going on?
Well, we have a very special guest on today.
Yeah.
We have Sheila Glazer.
Yes.
Who wrote the book, What Color Is Your Brain?
Yes. I'm actually playing dumb. I know Sheila.
I know.
Yeah. She's a cool person. Yeah. So. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. I am too, because I'm totally confused on, even though I read the book and I did the test, I'm still a little confused on what color my brain is.
Well, she'll help.
It's multicolored.
Multicolored. You're a mosaic.
I'm a mosaic, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. So she'll be coming in on the second segment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I did want to bring up, you know how I always like bringing up nonprofit organizations that help out with literacy around the world.
You do.
I do.
What do you got? What do you got for us?
So actually, I found this one group called Room to Read. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, out of San Francisco, I believe, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Somewhere in the Bay Area.
Somewhere in the Bay Area. But yeah, I just went online and I was looking at their website and they were just, you know, it mentions what their vision is. So really their vision is to create world change, mm-hmm. which starts with educating children.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting because we
wrote
a little bit about that.
Yeah,
in our write-up on our website. And their mission here is to transform lives of millions of children in developing countries by focusing on literacy and gender equality in education.
Yeah, I do remember that fact that they're very global.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like that they do a lot of collaboration with local communities and governments, really trying to help create schools, libraries, and really push for third world countries to educate women as well, girls.
Definitely a compelling mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So it looks like that John Wood launched it in 2000.
I've actually heard of that name.
Yeah. You're familiar with him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it sounds like he was on a trip in Nepal when he realized that there was a really lack of resources for the children. And since then, they have created 1,450 schools, 12,522 libraries.
Wow.
591 published books. So they also have one of their programs is called local language publishing. So they also help publish books.
Oh,
as
wow.
Well,
which I is did really not nice. Know about that particular mm-hmm. piece.
Yep. They have that. And then they're so far, I guess there's 10 million books have been distributed.
10 million. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
So people donate books, as I understand it, and then they are distributed throughout the world.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that, you know, they've already set up programs in Vietnam, India, Cambodia, South Africa, and then they're also looking to expand to Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Actually, one thing that really interested me, too, was John Wood, after he, you know, found that, you know, there was such a lack of resources. You know, he was a senior executive with Microsoft.
I had heard that, actually.
Yeah.
And there's a story behind the story in terms of why he decided to leave Microsoft and jump into the nonprofit realm.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know the full story.
But looking on there,
I thought that was really interesting because apparently, you know, he was in an executive position and then he just decided this was going to be his mission. And so he built a global team. And now look what it's become since 2000.
Well, he sounds just like us. We've left our corporate positions to start Bookmark Radio, right?
That's right.
Well, not totally.
Not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah. So what else is going on? How was your weekend?
Well, I was in San Francisco last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Cool time of the year to be in the Bay Area. The weather was just like perfect. Big conference, Fast Company magazine had a conference called Innovation Uncensored. Lots of really cool speakers there from big name companies like eBay. The president of Craigslist was there, Craig Newmark. Just a lot of really cool, innovative people that were on the, you know, that are on kind of the cutting edge of emerging technology and emerging trends. So it was just really great to be in that space.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And of course, you can't beat the weather of San Francisco in November and the some really cool food. I actually got to eat at my favorite restaurant. It's called The Slanted Door.
The Slanted Door.
The Slanted Door.
And what kind of food do they serve at The Slanted Door?
Well, they have light kind of Asian food, sushi, and I had kind of a stir-fry dish that was so incredibly good that I wanted to lick the bowl. And then I actually, I was sitting next to this gentleman, and we got into this conversation, and I asked him a little bit about what kept him busy, and so happens that he's from Ohio and lives part-time in Florida. And I did a little bit more digging because I'm nosy. I'm just kind of nosy like that.
All right. So what is he reading?
Well, I didn't find out what he was. Well, he did mention some of the books that he was reading. But here's what was really interesting. He's the CEO of Elmer's Glue.
Elmer's Glue?
Yeah. Remember Elmer's Glue?
That brings back
yeah, it
years.
Does. It does. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So near, you know, retiring and stepping away from that. But so we, and he was impressed that I knew that Elmer's Glue was a division of Borden's, which was a milk company in Columbus.
Oh, right. I remember
Borden's. Yeah, Borden and Borden's.
Right.
And they actually, Borden's actually owned Elmer's Glue. A lot of people didn't realize
that. No idea.
Yeah. And he was impressed that I knew that it was headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And he's like, how did you know that? Well, duh, I grew up there.
Right, right. Yeah. You have that small, advantage there.
Right, right. So that was my week, and then my weekend was kind of getting back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. But I actually kept reading this book. I picked up a book actually in San Francisco at one of the bookstores. It's called the store is called The Book Passage. It's located in the Ferry Building, and if anyone that's ever been to the Ferry Building before know that it's just a beautiful spot right kind of on the water in downtown San Francisco. And they have this this bookstore that's just a cool place to kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. And I ended up buying a book that I cannot put down.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. And it is a fascinating story about a woman who inadvertently, and some would say wrongly, has had an impact on a lot of new developments in pharmaceuticals and with vaccines as a result of her cells literally having been taken from her against her will. You got to read the book.
It's
just a fascinating
different
book. Yeah, yeah.
So what made you, how did you pick it up? Where did you see it?
It was on
the bestseller list.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. And this buddy of mine, Paul Ross, mentioned it to me about a month ago. And so I was aware of it and I saw it. And I don't know how you are in bookstores, but I'll pick up a book and then I'll see another one and then I'll see another one and then I'll have three and then realize that I really, really should put like two of them back.
Right.
You ever have that happen?
Thing. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the book that made the cut. I'm so glad that it did.
So is this a fiction or nonfiction?
It's nonfiction.
So it's nonfiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of scientifically based. But it's a very, very interesting read. One of my goals is to have the author, Rebecca Skloot, I believe her last name is, mm-hmm. on sometime. Oh, that would just be the ultimate. I think she would just be so interesting.
Put her on your top 10 list.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Her book is actually number two on the New York Times bestseller under nonfiction.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think I made a good selection.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
I'll have to borrow it from you.
Yeah, yeah. So you picked up any new reads lately?
You know, a friend of mine lent me the book The Alchemist.
Oh, yes, yeah. By Paulo Coelho.
I'm not even going to try. Like,
it's a tough name to pronounce. So how far are you into it?
Actually, I read it. I read it this weekend.
Wow. Did you do anything else?
Yes, I did other things.
Okay.
Yeah, I was out and about, but I had a little bit of time, so I did some reading. Because everybody, I've heard so many people talk about it, and I never really knew what it was about, and it was good. I mean, I was with it when it seemed like a lot of the things could actually be for real.
Oh wow.
Or really happen.
Right.
I don't know. They lost me towards the end.
Oh, okay.
And some of these other things happened. I think it was still a good read. It was definitely worth reading.
Did you learn anything about yourself? As I recall, it's about the life journey.
It is about the life journey. Yes.
Sacred and
right.
Yeah.
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 I can't really comment.
You don't want to tell all of your secrets.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but it was still interesting to read.
Right.
It just kind of lost me at the end, which is probably the whole the point of the whole book. But
right.
I don't know. Anyway, well, let's break here now and get ready for Sheila Glazoff.
Yes, we'll see you shortly.
Don't you cry no more.
Hi, I'm Doug Gertner, the Grateful Dad, and beginning November 21st, I'll be hosting the Grateful Dad Radio Hour every Monday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time here on Castle Rock Radio. The Grateful Dad Radio Hour is a conversation about men, at home, at work, and at play. And every week, we'll be focused on topics of interest to and all about men and masculinities. I'll have fascinating guests telling their own authentic stories and exploring all that it means to be a man. The challenges men face, the joys men feel, the path and the passion in the lives of every man. The Grateful Dad Radio Hour will also focus on full circle fatherhood, shining a light on what it means to be both a father and a son. We'll discuss how to create more balance in life and work and explore ways for men and women to experience life more fully. So man up and set your browser for CastleRockRadio.com every Monday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time for the Grateful Dad Radio Hour with me, Doug Gertner, the Grateful Dad.
Are you struggling with motivation? You know you need to exercise, but you just can't find the energy and the time. I lost 75 pounds in about 14 months with the help of a free coach and Just Determination. Go to justdetermination.com and create your free profile and take advantage of my free coaching services. Justdetermination.com. Log on and create your free profile today.
Hi, my name is Susan Snow with Keller Williams Realty, giving hope for homeowners. My journey in real estate started in 2008 when I myself was struggling financially and my family was facing foreclosure. At that time, I was working for another real estate agent and she told me my options. I did a short sale on my house and saved it from foreclosure. That experience inspired me to get my real estate license and help others who are facing the same struggles. The Hope for Homeowners show is here to guide and inspire you. Keep listening to my hour of empowerment and great tips for your future homeownership.
Hi, my name is Judy. Last year, my husband passed away unexpectedly. He left me without a pension or life insurance, and he always took care of the auto repairs. I'm not looking for your sympathy, but I must tell you, the first time I had a repair light appear on my dash, I was scared to death. I can't take time off from work, and I really have no idea what a mechanic is telling me. And then someone suggested I contact Tony at the AutoMaster garage. I dropped my car off the next day, and I was driven to work by Colleen, his darling wife. I felt like family. My car was fixed that day, and the best part, the AutoMaster saved me money on my repair. It even came with a guarantee. Trust your vehicle repairs to the AutoMaster and give Tony a call at 303-660-6150 or look him up on the web at www.theautomaster.net. Learn more about the AutoMaster and how he can help you by tuning into CastleRockRadio.com on Mondays at 6 p.m.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bookmark Radio. This is Michael Scott. I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Duncan. And I believe we have our guest on the air. Sheila, are you there?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
We are so excited to have you.
Good. We're excited.
Yeah, we're excited. We're like giddy.
Well, it tells me what color brain you have, even though I know what Michael's brain color is after all these years of being friends. But I didn't hear what Wendy said when there was something that went wrong, so I didn't hear what she said about taking the quiz, so I don't know. We'll have to listen to her and then try and figure it out, unless she told everybody.
Did you take the quiz? You took the quiz.
I took the quiz,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I seem to be everything.
Right.
That's good. That's a good, we'll get back to being everything.
Oh, good. Good. All right.
So Sheila Glasoff is the author of the book, What Color Is Your Brain? A fun and fascinating approach to understanding yourself and others. And heaven knows we need to understand ourselves and other folks. She touts herself as a green personality expert, yellow brain award-winning author, orange brain professional speaker, and a blue brain passionate educator. Sheila, tell us all about these brain colors.
Well, Michael, some people might be familiar with the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which is 16 personality types, which was discovered and developed by a mother and a daughter in the 1940s. And the Myers-Briggs is a wonderful tool. It's the mother of all the personality type indicators. However, if you've taken it and you're familiar with it where you're doing career changes, which of course you are, Michael, because of career velocity, sometimes all those letters get a little confusing for those of us who are a little dyslexic.
Yep, I'm an ENFJ.
Right. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
With PIN numbers and passwords and so many numbers flying around, I found that really difficult. So being an educator for 45 years, I felt it was much easier to use color because color is your greatest stimulant. You always remember color. That's why advertisers use the very colorful ads to get your attention. And so the program What Color Is Your Brain was born to help people recognize and understand their personality type, but also to help them create more harmonious relationships in the workplace and at home, so you could transfer the color part of the program to the children, because I do a lot of work in schools and with families, because most children only understand their personality type by the way their teachers, their parents, their neighbors respond to them. They never have an opportunity to figure this out for themselves, if you think about it.
Right.
You don't do that till you're older.
Right.
So I felt it was really important to give children as well as adults an opportunity to discover their remarkable, praiseworthy gifts.
Excellent. So, Sheila, tell us what, and I know a little bit about this, but tell us, the listening audience, about what was the seed for this book. What got you going along this path?
Well, being an educator for so many years, you know, you have so much experience with psychology courses and being in classrooms and having my own family. I also found that I was doing strategic planning for large businesses and organizations, and when they would do strategic planning, they would really say nasty things about one another. Oh, that idea is really stupid. Why did you say that?
Yes.
And I thought there really has to be a better way. In education, we call it collaborative learning or cooperative learning. And this way, people work in groups, and they're different brain colors, and you learn to appreciate and respect other people's ideas, which these people were not doing at all.
Right.
So I decided that I would just do a little sort of appetizer before my strategic planning sessions. And everybody loved it so much that I stopped doing the strategic planning sessions and started doing more What Color Is Your Brain sessions. And then that led to my children's book that Michael knows was just published, Princess Shana's Invisible Visible Gift, which was published 14 years ago, and then just republished last September, because I really felt it was essential and critical that as soon as people discovered their own brain colors, they wanted to know about their husbands and wives and partners, but especially their children. So that was a very successful book, and then it went out of print, and I was fortunate enough to have What Color Is Your Brain published, and we're now in its ninth printing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's really amazing.
Excellent. Really exciting. And 10% of the royalties goes back to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And November is National Diabetes Month.
Ah, and okay.
That's a special place in our heart because our son has type 1 diabetes. It will be 26 years ago he was diagnosed. And my dad had diabetes and our cat had diabetes. So
your cat? Oh, wow.
Family.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But whenever you're dealing in a crisis or any situation, if you understand your brain color, it's like in the chapter Effective Decision Making, it helps you make much better decisions because you understand the place you're coming from or the environment you're in that allows you to make better decisions in your life.
Excellent. So we're dying to know about, just if you could give us a summation of the four brain colors. We're dying to hear this. I know a little bit about it, but I want to hear it again. Wendy's okay. Curious because she took the quiz. I'm sure our listening okay. audience wants to know. So fire away.
Okay. So if you're a yellow brainer, you're a person who is prepared and committed and detailed. And you're 35 to 40% of the adult population in the United States. You might think of yourself as a period. I'm the mom. I have the rules. That's it. No negotiating. I said what I said. I'm finished. Or else you could be a blue brainer who is helpful and creative and considerate.
Thank you.
They're
thank
also
you.
35. Pardon me?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. That's you, Michael. 35. Of course, you asked that man sitting next to you in the restaurant all about himself.
Yes.
You were being very helpful and considerate and communicative.
Right.
They're 35 to 40% of the adult population. You might want to think about them as a question mark, just like you, because blue people ask questions of others.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing an interview for 17 Magazine a couple of years ago, and the woman said to me, you know, I really think the blue people are also quotation marks because they're so chatty.
Well, yeah.
That's good. So since blue people are very flexible also, they can have two different punctuation marks if they want. So now we're going to go back to the green brain people who are left brainers like the yellow brain people. They're intelligent, they're independent, they're composed. However, they are only 10 to 15% of the adult population.
Hmm.
And their punctuation mark is a comma because they need to pause, they need to think, they need to process. Many people think they aren't paying attention to them, but they're processing what you're saying. They just don't jump right back like a blue person and have a conversation or an answer. They're thinking about what you said. And last but not least are the orange brain, generous, dynamic, competitive, and fun-loving people who are orange brainers, and they are 10 to 15% of the adult population. And what do you think their punctuation mark is, Michael?
Hmm.
Wendy.
Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
They are. Right. Several. So they're the, and what's interesting is they're 70 to 75% of the younger children in our lives. So if you think about 35 to 40% of the adults trying to sort of wrangle in and herd these, like herding cats, 70 to 75% of the orange children, you can see why there are problems in a family.
Mm-hmm.
But if you learn to speak fluent brain color, you can talk the colors and ask your children to be blue. Then they understand they need to be more helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
you
I
don't have to go into a whole explanation. They get the language.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not judgmental. That's what's wonderful. There's no judgment about your feelings or your thoughts. It's
right.
an easier way to communicate.
Yeah, well, and I have to say, my daughter Gwen, she just kind of peeled through your book one day, just real quickly, and I she kind of took interest to it, and without even taking the assessment tool, I asked her, I said, sweetie, what do you think your brain color is? And she just, without hesitation, says, oh, I'm an orange. Yeah, how in the world do these kids know this?
Well, they, you know, it's kids, children are intuitively intelligent.
Hmm.
And sometimes adults underestimate them because they're smaller than we are.
Right.
And think about that. Just because they're in a smaller body doesn't mean they don't know what they know. And children, you know that when children respond to somebody and they don't get a good feeling about them, you should really listen to that.
Mm.
Because they are so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They haven't been influenced like adults have been influenced. So
that's
they're
true.
Very authentic and genuine, which is really very delightful. People don't give them enough credit, I believe.
Yeah, Wendy's sitting across from me just shaking her head.
Yeah, I totally agree. Although sometimes they also are... they'll say anything that comes to mind.
Well, they're orange.
Right.
Or else it's the blue in them that whatever on their heart comes out of their mouth.
Right. Yeah, I've just heard some funny stories.
Green children really pause. One of my grandchildren, my granddaughter, is very green. People say she's shy, and I said, no, she's selective.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
That's a good idea.
Well, if you saw the whole world on your knees, just think about it. Everything's so much bigger than you are. So that's how you see things, and that's how people present themselves. A different point of view. And that's the whole thing with the brain colors. Everyone's standing on a different corner, and whatever you see in the middle of the street, you see from your perspective. Or the different colored glasses you're wearing. Or the environment you're in. And it changes.
Interesting.
And it changes, you know, depending on what's going on in your life, at home or at work or in your community.
All right. So, Sheila, I want you to hold tight. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break here.
I'll be yellow and follow the directions.
Bookmark Radio. We'll be back shortly.
Are you living the life of your dreams? LifeMax offers the opportunity to do that. Create long-term residual income and begin living the dream. Call me, Jody Mills, today at 303-885-2453 or visit www.igodiamond1.com/JodyM.
Mentoring Across Differences, the show that invites discussion on mentoring and how to build strategies which overcome generational, gender, and global challenges to maximize your professional and personal effectiveness.
Join me every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. for Mentoring Across Differences. Make a difference in your life and business today.
Listen live every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Mentoring Across Differences.
Dry Cleaning Station. We don't take you to the cleaners. We bring the cleaners to you. We'll pick up your clothes and bring them back. No charge. You won't find a more convenient, customer-friendly, full-service dry cleaner. With an on-site seamstress, Dry Cleaning Station. Three locations serving the South Metro. Between Quebec and Holly, near Stroh Ranch on Parker Road, and on South University Boulevard. Dry Cleaning Station. Call 303-741-0507 today.
Hi, it's Doug Gertner, the Grateful Dad, inviting you to join me every Monday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time for the Grateful Dad Radio Hour, a conversation about men at home, at work, and at play, right here on Castle Rock Radio.
Anywhere, anytime, it's Castle Rock Radio on demand. If you're one of the more than 50 million people worldwide that use an iPhone or iTouch, or are one of the 100 million people expected to purchase or switch to the iPhone in the next several years, I encourage you to check out one of the coolest, most useful iPhone applications on the planet, the Castle Rock Radio iPhone app. Instantly downloadable from your iTouch or iPhone device from the App Store or at Apple.com, the Castle Rock Radio iPhone app will allow you to stream the station live 24 hours a day from wherever you are. Now you can even listen to Castle Rock Radio in your car with a simple FM broadcaster that easily attaches to your iPhone and will play Castle Rock Radio right through your car's current stereo. That's right, you can listen to any of Castle Rock Radio's dozens of interesting, informative, and entertaining talk radio programs whenever and wherever you are in crystal clear, high-definition audio. You can even check the programming schedule and see when your favorite shows are airing live. Join people from all over the world by downloading your Castle Rock Radio iPhone app and get the best talk radio on the web, on demand.
Michael Scott, back with our show, Bookmark Radio. I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Duncan, and we're talking with Sheila Glazoff, author of the book, What Color Is Your Brain? Sheila? So we got a question for you.
Okay.
And Wendy actually took the test. Actually, I'm going to let you talk, Wendy. You kind of went through it and determined what your color was or colors were.
Colors, yeah. Definitely multiple colors.
Right.
You know, and Sheila, I took the test probably last week, and then I retook it today, and I had a little bit of different result. does that happen?
Supposed to.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
You change. Of course.
Yeah. So last week when I took the test, I was I had the same amount of blue numbers as well as yellow. So I was blue and yellow, I had, I think I scored 4 on each. And then for the green, that was my next one. And then the orange was the last, or, you know, the lesser amount of points. But today when I did it, I then was blue and green and then yellow and then orange. So I don't know. I don't know what I am.
Right. And well, what I always say to people, you are a rainbow. You are a perfect blending of your brain colors. And that's what's wonderful about what color is your brain. You don't have to be labeled or put in a box. If you look at the logo, you know, I see the book sitting on your desk there. If you look at the logo, the head on the cover mm-hmm. is not in the box. It's coming out of the box because nobody likes to be labeled.
Mm. Right.
No one wants to be put in a box and say, this is who you are all the time. You want to be able to expand who you are and change. And your life changes you and circumstances change you. You know, you are a multifaceted gemstone quality person. And depending on the setting or the environment, that's how your brain color sparkles and shines.
Sure.
It's an explanation, you know, it's an explanation of your feelings and your behavior. Not an excuse for inappropriate behavior. But again, it gives you a reason to explain what you're thinking and feeling.
Right. Well, you know, and it is interesting. And because, you know, like you're right. People are always evolving and, you know, they're experiencing different things and learning from it. And it could definitely change that. I bet if I took this, you know, 5 years ago, I would have had completely different results.
It changes when you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
It changes in a work environment to a personal environment. I was just working with an early childhood learning center and we did their leadership team first. And then they wanted their educators to take a workshop. And then we're doing a parenting workshop in January. And what was fascinating is to see how the leaders changed. Hmm. For example, the director of the school actually was green, very analytical, you know, not too demonstrative, very composed in her leadership role. However, as a teacher, she was so highly blue.
Interesting.
Right. So you.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, there's a whole chapter about change. And I think the most significant thing is to look at, like we were going to talk about the holidays, Michael. One of the things that's really significant is the holidays are coming. And that environment changes a lot of people.
Yes.
Because of family, because of circumstances, because of the economy. That people have to realize that the environment they are in, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever it might be, has a huge effect on their brain color. They may not be as happy. They may not be as cheerful. They might be a curmudgeon, whatever it might be. So people need to know that if you're not in a comfortable, safe environment, I always talk about Princess Shana and children deserving to feel loved, safe, encouraged, and confident in a trustworthy environment, whether it be at school, home, or a community.
Right.
The same goes for adults, because there's always that child inside of all of us, that feeling of being safe and it's trustworthy.
Yes.
Because then you can sparkle and shine and feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. So what advice do you have for us in terms of adapting to that crazy, I don't know, aunt or uncle or even sibling over the holiday season?
Well, there's lots of ways to do it. Hold up the book, Michael. Show everybody the cover so they can go online or they can go to the bookstore and see what the cover looks like.
Yeah,
right,
there we go.
The visual learners.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And so Michael has an older book because of our relationship and our friendship for so many years. But now the book has a ribbon across it that says Brain Quiz inside.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The 9th edition does.
Yes.
And what's real, or else people can go online and take a brain quiz at yourbraincolor.com, because some people do not know how to spell Sheila Glazov. You can try putting Sheila Glazov in, but Your Brain Color works much easier for people to remember. It will take it to my website. And you can take a quiz.
Right.
And when you understand the different brain colors, you can understand, for example, that your mother is preparing the Thanksgiving holiday dinner and the table is set 3 days ahead of time.
Hmm.
And you're thinking, why would you ever do that? Because she's yellow and she's more comfortable when she is prepared.
Right.
And then you think of your aunt who says, okay, I'm bringing my whole family to Thanksgiving dinner, including my in-law side of the family. And
yikes.
You're saying, it's like with all the clowns in the car. Okay, because they include everyone, or they invite someone who doesn't have some place to go. They always bring in the strays. The green people are saying, as my granddaughter says to me, too many people, Mimi. Too much noise. They like to be left alone. They like a quiet family, almost private Thanksgiving, without a lot of disturbance, without a lot of commotion. And the orange brain people say, wait, let's go someplace fun for Thanksgiving. We always have to do it in the same place all the time. Why don't we have tacos instead of turkey?
Tacos.
Oh, boy. That would not work in my family.
Interesting. Yeah.
So you understand that everybody comes from a different perspective and how they handle it, the things they want to buy, the way they celebrate, the way they enjoy the holidays. And some people, it's just too overwhelming.
Right.
I always think the interesting one are the shoppers, like the yellow people. They started shopping for the holidays, for Christmas, Hanukkah, any holiday you're celebrating. They started shopping the day afterwards, in January. They were shopping already for next year with a perfect list.
Yeah.
The blue people started making everything for the people they love. You know, very personal, handmade.
Right.
Or something very personal that would be a picture frame.
Right.
You know, or pictures of their children and making a collage.
Mm-hmm.
The green brain people shop online. They love them. They don't have to deal with anybody. And the orange brain people are shopping on Christmas Eve or the afternoon before the first Hanukkah candle is lit.
Right.
Because that's who they are.
Oh, that's too funny.
Isn't that funny? As she's saying that, I've done all of those.
Right. And we all do. And if you recognize that, you can laugh about it.
Right.
And that's what I like people to be able to do with this program, is be able to laugh at themselves, because there's so much seriousness in this world right now.
Yes,
there
is.
That if we can find something that you can laugh at, sort of like in our romantic relationships, like I will know my husband 47 years the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And, right.
Go Jordy.
Yes, yay, go Jordy.
Yeah.
And what's really wonderful is that in the beginning, we were so attracted to each other. This is the AAA journey of romance. So the AAA that you get from the car company, you know, driving. This is the AAA of romance. First, you're attracted to one another. And then you get to know each other. And there are a few annoying things. And you go, oh, my gosh, I'm not sure about this. And then you get to the place of acceptance and appreciation.
Hmm.
There's your AAA journey into a happy, healthy relationship.
Interesting.
Now, and understanding your brain colors, like Jordan always says, he saves all his blue for me and his children and his grandchildren. But in business, there's no blue.
Yeah.
It's just business. He's green.
Now, Sheila, I have a question for you. So Wendy just mentioned she's got a little bit of green and a little bit of blue today. And she is a single young lady that's looking for a mate. What, what should Wendy be focusing on here?
Well, Wendy, what's really interesting about your brain colors
is
we're always attracted to people who are usually the opposite of what we have, because we find their other brain color attributes and abilities a complement to what we have, or they're able to enrich our lives with something that we don't have. So you might be attracted to someone who has a high orange in them because they're lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's true?
Because you don't have a lot of orange. Or they might be a risk taker. They might also be a very resourceful person as well.
Right.
And they're great team players. So, you know, they might be in a job where they're always having to be a troubleshooter, handle a problem, resolve it quickly. They're great salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be something that's interesting to you, but you have to still be respectful of each other's brain colors.
Well, Wendy's giving me this look. She's probably going to kill me at the station break. But
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Well,
you know, I don't know. It's interesting because, and I don't know. Maybe my mood today was different, but I don't. Because, you know, actually, like people, all my friends,
mm-hmm.
I would say they probably think I'm pretty adventurous and very spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I like to have fun.
Wendy, how you see yourself is not how other people see you.
Yeah.
It's like Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, didn't Lois Lane know that he wore tights and glasses? Come on.
Right.
You know,
what's
that's what,
with her?
It's a little different. So, and then there's that green part of you. You might be very attracted to the green intelligence because you like the green. And so to you, that's very important that the person be intelligent.
That is very important.
Yeah, and he's got to be able to read a lot. Right.
So you see, that's your green side. Yeah. Again, you're multifaceted, Wendy. There's no answer because whoever you enjoy a relationship with is going to be multifaceted as well.
Sure.
You just have to be any relationship, whether it be romantic or business or personal, family, whatever it might be. It's learning to accept people for who they are and what they value, even if their perspective is different than yours.
Right.
Unless it's an abusive situation. And then I'd say, you say bye-bye.
Oh, no, but, I would never be in one of those.
Right, but you see,
I'm too strong-minded for that.
Too independent.
We all have these attributes.
Yeah.
We all have attributes, and they change depending on circumstances. Again, that setting, that environment. There, in one of the chapters in the book, it's about the ideal setting for your brain colors. And it's really fun to look at the chapter that talks about how all the other brain colors see you. Because Michael knows this. People look at me and they think I'm cute. Now Michael knows I don't appreciate that. I know I'm a very small person, but cute is not a word that I would describe myself as, right, Michael?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, see, people look at you; they have an impression of you.
Well, we'll have to get your husband's opinion.
Okay.
Silence.
Silence.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly. Thanks for listening in on Bookmark Radio. We'll be back shortly.
When I wake up in the morning, love
you. Hi, I'm Doug Gertner, the Grateful Dad, and beginning November 21st, I'll be hosting the Grateful Dad Radio Hour every Monday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time here on Castle Rock Radio. The Grateful Dad Radio Hour is a conversation about men at home, at work, and at play. And every week, we'll be focused on topics of interest to and all about men and masculinities. I'll have fascinating guests telling their own authentic stories and exploring all that it means to be a man. The challenges men face, the joys men feel, the path and the passion in the lives of every man. The Grateful Dad Radio Hour will also focus on full circle fatherhood, shining a light on what it means to be both a father and a son. We'll discuss how to create more balance in life and work and explore ways for men and women to experience life more fully. So man up and set your browser for CastleRockRadio.com every Monday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time for the Grateful Dad Radio Hour with me, Doug Gertner, the Grateful Dad.
Social media is in the headlines every day. You can't turn on a TV, flip through a magazine, or visit a website without someone asking you to like them on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or connect on LinkedIn. Social media has become an important part of any well-planned marketing effort. Few professionals and businesses understand this new marketplace, its culture, or its prospects. This is where QSpike makes a difference. QSpike is a social media services firm providing solutions which enable you to actively engage in your online social space. We develop a comprehensive, tailored strategy for your social media involvement and also take on the day-to-day tasks to make the plan work. Considering the powerful influence of the online marketplace, the question for business is not if or whether to be involved in social media, it's what can you do and how do you engage now? Your relationship with QSpike will bring all the benefits of social media visibility and interaction while saving you time and energy so you can focus on what makes you successful in the first place, your business. Go to QSpike.com now and click on the Contact Us page and mention Castle Rock Radio for a free one-hour consultation. QSpike, empowering your social voice.
Do you have children entering high school next year? Castleview High School would like you to consider CVHS for your student. Here at Castleview High School, our vision is to prepare every student for the 21st century by helping them to acquire the knowledge and the skills to be responsible citizens who are prepared to be contributing members of our society. Our mission is to transform high school learning through meaningful relationships, relevant learning, and a rigorous academic environment where every Castleview student will graduate with the skills and knowledge necessary to be successful in the 21st century. Open enrollment is now underway for all Douglas County students. Castleview High School is having an open house on December 5 for you to check out our facility, chat with teachers, and to get a feel for the school. For more information about Castleview High School, you can call 303-387-0100 or visit our website at castleviewhs.com. Enrollment forms are available on our website. The deadline for applications is January 5. Students that are eligible to attend will be notified mid-January.
Hey, it's Mark Jackson, your favorite amigo. You may know me for catching John Elway bombs out of the Mile High Sky, but you may not know that I'm a very successful entrepreneur. I have over 20 years experience and I've earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in income through home-based business. Now I've tapped into the fastest growing market in the world and I can show you how to benefit. I'm looking for self-motivated, success-minded people to join my team. If you have desire and determination and you want to do something more with your life, call Team Break Free.
If you're looking for change, join Mark Jackson's new team. Mark Jackson and Team Break Free can't be beat. Call now 1-800-918-7650. If you're self-motivated, goal-oriented, and success-minded, call Mark Jackson and Team Break Free at 1-800-918-7650. Take control of your life. Call today 1-800-918-7650.
Welcome back to Bookmark Radio. This is Michael Scott here with my co-host Wendy Duncan, and we are so excited to have had Sheila Glasoff. Sheila, you still out there?
Michael?
Yeah,
there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're glad you're still out there. What color is your brain?
Here.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting conversation. Actually, Wendy's got a question, I think.
I do. You know,
I saw you thumbing through the book. I know your green is keeping you off the screen. I totally appreciate that. Green people never like to be in the spotlight.
That's definitely me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing as I was going through here that threw me off a little bit and it made me wonder if I actually took the test correctly was in your book, you mentioned the total, the numbers, the highest possible value for any brain color is 48.
Yes.
So the test that's in here, is there like an expanded test that you derive that from, or is it the test that's in here in the book?
It's the test that's in there.
Okay.
The test that's in the book.
Okay.
And again, when I do programs, depending on the client, mm-hmm. those assessments change because you can't compare a law firm to healthcare professionals.
Sure.
Or educators. So those are always customized, but that's a basic assessment for people.
Okay. Because what I did I went through go ahead.
Do you look at, you know, are you looking at your, it's hard to separate yourself from your business self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say to people, look at it and think about how, you know, when the instructions say, think about whether it's your personal or your professional life.
Okay.
And then for when I do workshops with parents, that changes, or romantic relationships, it changes. Because, again, you know, that the multifaceted gemstone.
Sure.
Sorry, I can't give you a definitive answer, but no one's definitive, Wendy. We all are always changing.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand how you get 48. Because when I counted it up, I just couldn't figure out how to get the number.
Yeah, because the green brain people want to know how to figure everything out. They always want to solve the problem.
Okay.
So that makes perfect sense.
There you go. There's your answer, Wendy.
Right. So that makes perfect sense for people that, you know, you want to solve the problem that needs to make sense to people. That's why if you're even attracted to an orange person, that person would also have to have a high green. Because if they aren't intelligent, you have no patience with them.
So, Sheila, we're getting to the close to to wrap it up the show. Where can we find your book?
You can find the book when you go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can go to Sheila Glasoff or yourbraincolor.com.
Excellent.
And you can, I have to tell you, if your listeners go to Amazon, there's only one book left.
Yeah,
because they sold out. They're almost out of stock. And what color is your brain? You have to put an order in because they have been selling out. So that's very exciting news for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you all might have to wait a little bit.
Right. Very good. Well, Sheila, it has been a pleasure. Thank you
always
for joining
a pleasure,
us.
My
yeah,
friend.
Thank you for joining us,
Sheila. Thanks so
thank
much for coming on.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to see at least your hands, Wendy.
Yeah, she's hiding pretty well. There you go. So there's Wendy.
It might take
us.
Hi, Wendy. Now I have a face with the voice. Thank you. Very pretty and smart lady.
Oh, yeah. All right, then we'll turn it back.
Because that's important for a green person to have that smart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much. It's really been a pleasure having you on.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Anybody has any questions, just send me an email. I'm glad to do the answers for you.
And what's the email address again?
The website is www.sheilaglazov.com or yourbraincolor.com.
Right. Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a happy brain day.
Hey, this was fun.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, of course. Did you hear Michael say fun?
Oh, there went the blue. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks so
happy
much.
Happy brain day.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. Well.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're coming out as blue. There's your blue coming out. Yeah, that was a blast.
That was.
Yeah. So.
What do we have going on for next week?
Next week, we have Christine Corelli, who is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Sheila, you're one of my favorite people, too. And actually, Christine and Sheila know each other. They're from back in the Chicago area. And Christine's going to talk about her new book called Capture Your Competitors' Customers and Keep Them. So it should be an interesting kind of switch up for next week.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of businessmen, owners who want to be on there to listen to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll have a fun time with that.
And how did you meet Christine?
We met years ago when we both started on the speaking circuit together and went really experienced that journey in some interesting ways. And she's now a very, very successful speaker, travels the country doing work primarily in the customer service realm. And so she'll have some very interesting insights on service excellence and how that relates to attracting and retaining customers. Mm-hmm.
So well, that's great because really I know a lot of businesses out there that really could use that advice.
Oh, yes.
It helps knowing brain colors for those things, though.
Exactly.
You have brain colors and you can understand your customers, you can understand your competition.
Absolutely.
And their customers and how to keep them in the end.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yes. Yes.
That's right. So our listening audience should really buy both books and combine them.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like a pairing.
Two for one.
Together.
No, two for two. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Great.
That's great. Well, we want to thank you for listening in to Bookmark Radio. You can find us on Twitter at Bookmark Radio. And
our website.
And our website, which is bookmarkradio.com. Thanks for listening in and have a great week.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. So